This is the closing market report for Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, there's been so much rainfall across the Corn Belt that now it's mostly about how many gap days there are between the rains and whether there's enough time to dry soils out, to run equipment over the top of it. Have you been thinking about this much?
I have, and I've been scratching my head quite a bit trying to figure out just exactly how much window we're going to get, and I don't see much window in any part of the Midwest Corn Belt over this next week to maybe 8 or 9 days. Now, when I say that, there's going to be a few areas that don't get rain every day, and I don't want to imply that there won't be some field work done. But the problem here is that I don't think we're stringing more than a couple of days of dry weather at a time, and that's just not enough for the areas that are just too wet to begin with. So we'll end up with just sitting on our hind ends here for a while, waiting for a bigger gap of dry weather to occur. Now, we are seeing down in the second week of the outlook some attempted ridge building in the middle of the country. Now, typically, at this time of the year, in mid-May, we usually find a ridge of high pressure that starts to build in the middle of the country. It's a seasonal event. It's normal. We always see it. The models are trying to generate it, but I think they're having trouble doing so because there's so much energy in this jet stream we have right now. And that ridge of high pressure is probably going to have a real hard time holding in place or being strong enough to completely shut down the rain machine. So what I think will happen here as we get into the second half of this month, we are going to have bigger gaps in the rain, but we'll also have bigger rain events when we get the rains to return. So it's going to be a kind of a tough thing, but we will have more dry days and an opportunity for field work very aggressively between rain events as we get into the second half of this month.
Well, that's not exactly what producers wanted to hear. I want to take you through some specific areas. In the crop progress report, I think Iowa said maybe a third, I can't quite recall this, of the crops had been planted in the southern tier of Iowa. Let's just call that the southern, below Des Moines. Are they going to still be able to move in Missouri and that part of Iowa this week?
I do think that there will be some progress in those areas. They do have a little less rain and a little less frequency in this next 4 or 5 days in that area. It's not going to be completely dry, but I think there will be a little bit of opportunity. It is certainly not going to be aggressive, though.
Yeah, and so then through the Dakotas, the center part of Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, the largest part of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, not much hope?
Yeah, well, in the upper parts of the Midwest and the Northern Plains, the problem isn't just rain, it's cold, and that's where the biggest problem is. They aren't getting that much moisture up that far north right now, but it's not warming up enough. Temperatures are only going to be in the 40s and 50s across a part of the north central United States over the next several days. Normal highs should at least be in the 60s. And we're just not going to get there. So the evaporation rates will be too low for them to really be seeing a good drying event there. In the eastern Midwest, the heart of the Midwest, from Illinois into Ohio, I think probably the farther east you travel, the better the potential will be that drier weather will come in the second half of the month. But for this next week to week and a half, we definitely have too much rain moving through those areas. And if we get a field planted or two out there, it's not going to be a whole lot more than that because we just don't have enough dry days between the rain events.
You mentioned that cold in the upper Midwest. How worried are you?
Well, I am really quite concerned about the situation there, because while we wait for warmer weather to come into that region, they will have the least amount of rainfall coming through the region and may actually have below average precipitation for a while. But without warmer temperatures, they're not going to firm up nicely. And so what's going to happen when the warmth does come in, it's going to push this jet stream, this very active jet stream, back to the north again. And that's going to put parts of the upper Midwest and northern plains right in line with all this active weather. And so I'm afraid that that area is not going to get a good opportunity to dry down before the really big rains start to come.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.